If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for our Friday food feature this week. The host of the Barguments podcast, where there is an argument about everything, and also the co-host of the Food Fight with John Landecker, Monday night between 8 and 9 every week, Dan Levy. And we've asked Dan to review the McDonald's snack wraps. I tried to get some for the crew this morning on the way in, Dan, but they said it's only available for lunch. Is that right?
That is true. You cannot get snack wraps anytime before breakfast. You got to do it all during lunch and dinner, which is actually a pretty good thing, because I don't know if anybody needs a snack wrap at 5 in the morning, I'll tell you that much.
Now, my take on this is it's so popular because it's easy to eat in the car, and that's why ever since they discontinued it in 2019, fans have been clamoring for it again. What do you think?
I definitely think that's one of it, and it's just it's like a taco. It's just very easy to pop those things. Burgers are a little bit more messier, and it's kind of nice just to kind of slam. I mean, snack wraps can go fast, so it's a nice, light, kind of an easy meal to kind of eat on the go. So I would say that definitely does help. And now they have two different kinds. They got the ranch, and they have a spicy one. So I don't remember having a spicy one before. It was usually like a ranch and another kind of flavor, but they're really good.
So what exactly are the contents of these snack wraps?
It's as easy as it sounds. It's just a tortilla, lettuce, the little chicken tenders that they use, and whatever kind, and some cheese, and whatever kind of sauce you want. If you want the ranch or the spicy sauce, you can have one of those. And they're both really good.
All right. Tell us what you thought. Give us the reviews of each one.
It is back to where it should be. They were both delicious. The ranch was just as good as I remember. And the spicy sauce, it's the same sauce as the, what they do with the spicy McRib. It's like that spicy mayo, which is really good. And again, they're really quick. And when you eat them, the one thing about McDonald's is that when you have a burger, you're actually pretty stuffed. So it's like that really stuffed feeling. But that you don't get that from the snack wraps. Those are like, you could eat like two of those and still be like, all right, I could eat something else. I don't feel overly weighed down. So that's the cool thing about snack wraps that I have, like, ooh, I forgot what it's like to eat these and not have like instant buyer's remorse and go to take a nap somewhere.
Let's see, buyer's remorse. Well, it's only $2.99, right?
Yeah, which is not bad at all. So a couple of those, you can knock it out. Anything under $10 for lunch is a good idea.
Now, according to my spies, this is a little different than what they had in the past. What did they use in there? The crispy strips, is that like a chicken tender or chicken McNugget?
It's their version of a chicken. It's not the nugget. It's like an actual crispy chicken tender is what they used. So I remember the last time it came out, I think there was even a grilled chicken option that they had last time. But as far as I remember, it was just a crispy chicken, like tender. And like I said, those things are really easy to eat. So I enjoyed it.
You think it's here to stay now on the menu?
You know what? Now that it has this national clamoring for it, I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of rotated around with the McRib, because it just seems to be like, oh, everybody's back to McDonald's for that one thing. I don't think they're going to put anything more like, hey, it's here to stay forever, but I think it's just going to kind of rotate.
I understand you also sampled something called S'mores McFlurry. It sounds like a radio name, but what is that?
I think that was the name of my college radio show, to be honest. You know what? It's a McFlurry, it's s'mores, and it's really good. The only problem is, what they show you what it looks like on the picture is 100% not what that thing looks like in reality. I got that yesterday. I actually took my son because I was like, all right, we're going to split this because I don't want to slam a whole McFlurry. And you see the picture of it. It's like this glorious s'mores thing. And then you get it and it's just, that's not what it looks like. It's just a lot of marshmallow pieces, some graham cracker in there, and the McFlurry ice cream. It was really good. It tasted amazing. But if you're expecting it to look anything like it does in the picture, you are sorely mistaken.
And is that something new?
Yes, it is a new seasonal flavor, and This time of year they kind of do all kinds of different styles with the McFlurry. And if you can find a McDonald's where the ice cream machine works, let me tell you, it is worth having. It is tasty, but if you're like, ooh, that looks pretty good, I'm going to get what that looks like. That looks nothing like it. It's a bad dating profile is what it is.
Friday Restaurant News and Reviews continues now. Dan Levy does the Barguments podcast and the Food Fight every Monday night with John Landecker. So, Dan, one more thing about the snack wraps before we move on. Just to be clear, did you prefer the spicy or the ranch?
I actually prefer the spicy. It was kind of like a habanero spicy sauce that they do, and it kind of gives that the same kind of like rich flavor as like a ranch. So I'm a spicy kind of a guy, so I prefer that one. But the ranch is right there.
All right. I'm sure PBS will be doing a Frontline documentary on this, so we'll have more information pretty soon. But thank you for the review for now. Let's move on to the Windy City Smokeout at the United Center parking lot. And, wow, they have some great entertainment. Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, Old Dominion. But as far as food goes, this is really something. They've got pit masters from across the country on hand, and they say the toughest part of the event is choosing what to eat. What can you tell us about this, Dan?
Oh, this is one of my favorite events you could do. If you're a fan of country music or not, this is an awesome event. Cold beer, whiskey, and the best barbecue from around the country. It's basically your heaven on earth. This festival brings in some of the biggest country acts, but the real star is that food. They have barbecues from all over the country. They got your Texas brisket, your Memphis ribs, St. Louis pork ribs, Carolina pulled pork, and they got pit masters from all over the country, even some from right here in Chicago. So if you're going to the festival and you don't even care about country music, you can spend your day just visiting all kinds of places that normally a lot of people will spend the summer traveling the country to try out some of these places. This is all in one place. So again, it started last night and it goes until Sunday, and there are some amazing places to try.
Bub City, you mentioned a couple of Chicago spots also represented. That's one of them. Also, Smoke Barbecue.
Mm.
And as you said, they've got people from California, from Kansas, from Missouri. And I guess there is a little bit of a difference in the barbecue depending on the pitmaster, isn't it?
Definitely. And the region, there's always different flavors. There's always different ways of doing it. There are some places like Carolina, their barbecue sauces are more along the lines of like a mustard, kind of a golden the way it goes. Texas, really known for the brisket. And Memphis and St. Louis, those guys always kind of battle it out for the ribs. And Chicago actually does a really decent job. There are some really good Chicago barbecue places to go out there. So the fact that it's in that mix, try it all out. If you're there, you know, have a little bit of Smoke, have a little bit of the, Green Street smoked meats, and try to pair it up with all the kinds that you'll find in Texas and all these places that normally us Chicagoans don't get a chance to go visit very often. So definitely make your way around and do a tour of the barbecue, because that is really a really good place to do that at.
And for the folks not going to the Windy City Smokeout, where do you go for the best barbecue these days, the best ribs? Who do you have on your list, Dan?
Smoke is right there for brisket. I love them. Green City or Green Street Meats, that one's right on Randolph. They have good everything. That's a really good place to go. I like Smoke Daddy. If you go into the Ukrainian Village over there in Division and Ashland area, Smoke Daddy's a really good place. And on the weekends, they have live music. So Smoke Daddy's a really good spot to hit up. And of course, Bub City, those guys always do it really well. And there's a couple locations around the city. So Bub City's also a good place. They have a really good Bloody Mary, too.
You have a good spot for ribs these days? One of your favorites?
Yeah, my favorite is my house. I make them every couple of months.
Everybody's invited.
I was going to say, everybody, come on over. Bring a side dish. I'll make the ribs. I think I do it just as good as anybody else. But to be honest, it all depends where you live. I mean, if you're going to any of those kinds of places, if you're around downtown, those are all good places to kind of hit up. And any of your side streets, any of your suburbs, they all have pretty good barbecue places. But if you're going to say, hey, you got to go to one place, that Green Street Smoked Meats, or they even have a really good hamburger, too. So that's probably the place if somebody's coming out of town, or hey, we're going downtown, we're looking at a barbecue place, or trying to go someplace where it's really nice, it's a nice area. That Green Street Smoked Meats, it's huge and it's a really good spot.
Ever since Scale Street Inn closed up in Chicago, they were famous for their ribs. People have been looking for a new spot. So you've given us a couple of ideas, I guess.
There's a lot of good places. And again, if you're, like I said, if you're around downtown and there's a way to get into the Windy City Smokeout, and you want to go ahead and just sample all those places, that's what you got to do. I mean, I've even talked about a lot of times with the wife and kid, where should we go to this country just to try some of these culinary stuff, and then they bring it all to you, and then you just knock that out in a couple of days.
You ever venture into the burbs for barbecue or for ribs, Dan?
All the time. There's a lot of places that are definitely around our area. The urban barbecue places, those are kind of disappearing a little bit. But if you still have one of those are good places to go. But I'm always in there's also Chuck's on the southwest side. There's a couple of Chuck's barbecue, which is always promising. And that always hits the spot. And it's kind of like a New Orleans kind of a flavor. And there's a lot of Cajun flavor. So that's actually a pretty good place, too.
The man knows his food. It's Dan Levy. Happy weekend dining, Dan. Thank you.
Always. And thank you so much for allowing me to talk food.
Anytime. You're welcome.